I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kayla.
Hey, Kayla, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So basically, I'm needing to find out if my boyfriend hooked up with his ex this past weekend, and he's lying to me about it.
Yikes. That would be something I would want to know. Okay, so what is your boyfriend's name?
His name is Dave.
Okay, and what is the ex's name?
Liz.
Liz. Okay, so how did this all go down exactly? Like, was he out somewhere and ran into her or what?
Okay, so basically, he was at a surprise for his birthday party, and it was for one of his best friends, Keith, okay? So, like, the party was at Keith's girlfriend's apartment, and everybody showed up there and was waiting in there, and then when Keith and his girlfriend went back to her apartment, like, everybody was there.
Okay.
So it was like, surprise. Yeah.
So why weren't you there, though? Like, were you not invited?
No. I was invited. So I was supposed to go, but the party was actually, like, supposed to be this upcoming weekend. And then the governor did their whole thing and, like, no big gatherings. So they scrambled and moved it to this past weekend instead.
Okay.
But I had to work, so I couldn't go.
Damn you, Governor Northam. You win again. So, okay, so he went to the party. You worked.
Yeah.
Where does his ex-girlfriend come into play here?
All right, so like I said, they had the party for Keith at his girlfriend's apartment, but her roommate, you know, at that apartment is actually Liz, Dave's ex.
Okay, so Keith's girlfriend and Liz are roommates. Dave and Keith are best friends. So this kind of explains how him and Liz ended up together.
Right, exactly. And the thing is like, I don't care if he's around her. Like, I trust him. But, you know, like, with him and her together and both of them, like, getting drunk, plus I wasn't around, I'm not as comfortable with that, you know?
Yeah, like, understood. That makes sense. So we have our theory here about maybe something happened, but is there any evidence that anything happened?
Well, here's what he told me, okay? So he said that the party was super fun, but he had too much to drink, so he ended up staying over at Keith's place instead of driving home. But the party, like, wasn't at Keith's place. It was at Liz and Keith's girlfriend's place. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, plus, the next morning, he took me out to eat breakfast, which he, like, never does. And the whole time, he kept telling me, like, you know, like, yeah, Liz was there, but she looked so ugly. Like, I can't believe, like, I ever went out with her. And, like, you're so much prettier than she is.
So now he's really overcompensating, trying to make you feel better.
Totally. I mean, it was completely obvious. It was just odd, like, weird behavior.
Now, when did all this happen? When was the party?
It was this past Saturday.
Has he been acting any different towards you since then?
Yeah, but, like, only in good ways, you know, like texting me in, like, the middle of the day, telling me that he loves me.
Did he do any of that before?
Well, like, when we first started dating, he definitely did, but that was a while ago.
Okay.
So it's sort of strange that it's, like, re-emerging.
Yeah, I think something definitely happened. It sounds like he's just trying way too hard.
Or maybe nothing happened, but he knows in the back of his mind that he needs to assure his girlfriend that they're, like, okay. Like, he might have a guilty conscience even if he didn't do anything.
All I know is if he's trying way too hard, then he's trying to make up for something.
Okay, so what might be really good here, Kayla, is if we do a Z Morning Zoo three-way call. What we do is we will text Dave and Liz, and we tell them each something like, you know, hey, I need to call you. We need to discuss what happened at the party. And then we call each of them at the same time. And when they pick up, we sit back and we kind of listen to what they say to each other. So it's kind of like being an invisible fly in the middle of the room while they talk. And because they won't know you're listening, you're going to hear the truth, whether it's good or bad. Now, to pull this off, we need Dave's number, but we also need Liz's number. Is that something that you think you can get for us?
Yeah, I can definitely get it from Keith's girlfriend, no problem.
Okay, so shoot her a text or whatever you need to do. Get that number, and then when you have both numbers ready, I want you to give them to Shag, because we're going to text both of them at the same time, and we'll actually do that during this commercial break. And the text should say what?
I think just what you said earlier, something like, hey, it's Liz, I'm going to call you in a minute. We need to talk about what happened at the party on Saturday, or...
Right. Okay, perfect. So but now just remember, when you text the same message to Liz, make sure it says, hey, it's Dave, not hey, it's Liz.
Wow. Thank you for that great tip. Because, you know, this is my first time ever doing these little phone games with
right,
you.
Right. I'm sorry. I just get nervous when we do three-way calls because they either work perfectly or they fail miserably. So, all right, Kayla, listen, get those numbers. We will send the text during this commercial here, and we will do our three-way call when we come back next. We texted Liz, and we also texted Dave the same message, which was what? Something like, I need to talk to you. What did we say? I need to talk to you about the party on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the message we sent each of them. And we said, I'm about to call you. We're going to call both of them at the same time. When they answer the phones, see, this is where it gets scary. If they answer it around the same time, this should work fine. If one doesn't answer, then it doesn't work and it blows up in our faces. And also, by the way, we didn't think about this when we planned this. Normally, Ashley comes all the way around the board and I dial on one side of the board and Ashley dials on the other, but I don't know if you'll fit next to me.
I don't want to.
Because you've got a lot of extra... Nothing.
Space?
Yeah, well...
I'm taking up space over there.
I don't know how a polite way to say that, but you're very pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah, and you look like you're very comfortable. You look like you would rather just sit.
Sitting is nice.
Do you know how to dial on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll do it?
He can't count on his fingers.
All right, so can I give you the other number?
Yep.
All right, this is yours. That's your number to dial.
Yep, got it.
Please.
And this is mine, okay? So you're going to be on the right.
Okay.
And now we'll be on the left, and... okay.
Hit that one, Shaggy.
Guys, I know how to dial out.
I know. I don't want to get this wrong. All right, here we go. Yep. Yep, you got it. There you go.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
That's what this looks like when you're sitting across.
Now kiss.
Bro, stop. Get away.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
Good. So, what, are you calling me about Saturday night?
Please don't tell me you're pregnant or something.
Are you serious? I think it'd take a few more days for something like that, dear.
I know, I just got nervous because, I mean, it's 2020 and I figured what else could go wrong at this point.
Okay, well, that's great, thanks. I'm not pregnant as far as I know.
Okay, so what is it then? You got an STD or something?
Where is this coming from?
I don't know, you said you needed to talk to me about what happened at the party.
Excuse me, I did not, you texted me.
What?
Yeah, you're the one who texted, we need to talk about what happened at the party.
I never texted you that, you texted me that.
Actually, neither of you texted that. Dave, Liz?
Yeah?
Guys, listen, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show, Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. And right now, you're both on Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hang up.
This is who?
Liz, hang up.
No, I want to know who this is.
So, well, this is Z Morning Zoo. You're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Listen, we got a call from Dave's current girlfriend, Kayla, because she was wondering if something happened between the two of you after the party on Saturday night. And it sounds like something did. Am I right?
And please don't lie to me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you handle this one.
Okay, Dave, are you still there?
Yes.
So what happened with you and Liz after the party?
And don't lie to me this time, okay?
I told you already. Nothing major happened, all right?
No, you said nothing happened. Not nothing major happened. You said nothing happened.
So nothing major happened. What did happen? Like, what minor things happened? And let me help you get started here. You were both in her apartment. You were both kind of drunk.
I wasn't drunk at all.
You told me that you were too drunk to drive. You were drunk.
Yeah, dude, I would have stuck with the I was drunk part. Like, that's an age-old golden excuse. I mean, Jamie Foxx wrote a whole damn hit song off of it.
I got drunk later, and I stayed with Keith, all right? But he wanted to stay with his girlfriend, so I slept on their couch, and Liz snuck out of her room and tried making out with me, and that's pretty much all that happened.
So why did you ask if she was pregnant then, if all you did was make out?
I don't know. I figured what's the worst thing she could say to me, and that's what I came up with.
Yeah, but if you didn't have sex, then why would you even worry about that?
There's other ways to get pregnant besides just having sex.
Wait, there are? What are these other ways? I'm confused.
I think maybe what he's trying to say is that they did this,
okay.
But not this. Like, you see?
I wish you could see what Ashley's doing right now. But that's not getting you pregnant. Are you saying while you were making out with her in a drunken state on the couch, you snuck a doctor in to artificially inseminate her?
All I'm saying is nothing major happened, and I don't feel like talking about it anymore. Okay.
Wow. I'm going to have to reread my 10th grade biology book. I had no idea there were other ways to get pregnant. This is like blowing my mind.
Wait, you didn't learn about that until the 10th grade?
I went to Catholic school.
Oh, my God. So, wait. Okay, up until the 10th grade, you didn't know anything. Like, about anything,
If you want a baby, you pray to the Lord, and he gives you one. It's a miracle.
No, the fact that you didn't get a girl pregnant in 9th grade is a miracle.
I was hideous looking in 9th grade. No girl was looking at me. Don't worry. Can we get back to Kayla, please? Kayla, I don't believe the nothing major happened thing. I don't know about you.
I don't know what to believe at this point.
Okay. Why don't we put a poll? Let's do this. Why don't we put a poll up on Z104's Instagram? What do you think happened? Nothing at all, nothing major, or something major? Let's do that, and then we'll see what most people vote on when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.